365.
Talk Live. We're launching an hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so those other talk show hosts want to charge you to get into their sites, forget them. Come to freetalklive.com and enjoy all of it on us, freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. David on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, fellas.
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
That's so funny that you brought up Salvia, because I was just having a conversation with my mom about it maybe an hour ago.
Okay, what was the conversation
about? How'd that go?
Well, we were reading a book on herbalism that she just picked out from the library, and then it just kind of came up how Walmart had it on their shelves and had to get rid of it. So I was telling her what my experience was like smoking the stuff. And I'd like to explain it to you guys. I've only done it twice. I think it was a 4X. And okay. The first time I did it...
Before you go on, when you tell the story, can you turn up the stoner accent just a little?
Like, I could try. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Maybe it'll make for better radio. Maybe we'll turn it into a promo. Come on.
All right.
Stop being mean, Mark.
What?
Mean old man. He's trying to tell us about his
train
trip
of thought
report.
Here, you know?
I want to hear the trip report. All right. So you did Salvia divinorum. By the way, let's set the stage here briefly. Salvia divinorum is currently a legal drug in most places in America. I think there are probably five or six states that have decided to outlaw it because, well, it's a drug and it's gotten some attention. And of course, when drugs get attention, the people in governments decide to make them illegal.
Isn't one in Montana? Or was it Minnesota?
I don't know.
Because of them in the north.
But anyway, it's a very it can be, from what I understand, a very intense psychedelic, and it lasts for I think 5-10 minutes peak, and you kind of just come down after that. So it's very, very short, but very a potentially intense drug. And so, with that in mind, what was your experience?
Okay, so I had a lot of warnings previous, so I was a little antsy about it. Mm-hmm. We put a little bit in a bowl, smoked it, and I started feeling like a body buzz after about 30 seconds. And then it seemed like my entire field of vision became one-dimensional, and my peripheral vision extended to infinity on either side. Then this whole one-dimensional picture.
I'm trying to figure out what one-dimensional looks like. I know what two-dimensional is, like a flat sheet of paper, but is one-dimensional like something your mind told you that it was one-dimensional? Or
yeah, trust me, it doesn't need to make sense. You just have to try it.
Got it. Okay.
So two-dimensional would probably be a better way to explain it, but it went on to infinity in my peripheral vision. Then this whole picture picked up and arced back like a rainbow. So the whole picture arced back like a trail as I kind of laid down on the couch. And then it felt like I was somewhere between Saturn and Mars for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then all of a sudden I snapped out of it. Now, the second time I smoked it, I had a totally different experience.
Now, was was the second time in close proximity to the first time, or was it like months later?
No, it was the same day.
Same day, okay.
In fact, it was so intense, we all had to dare each other to do it again.
I'd like the youth group directors or local churches that Salvia divinorum is legal.
Completely legal in most places. Yeah.
So my second experience was just totally different than the first, amazingly enough. It felt like my face closed like a book, and then I shrunk into myself, and then I saw these little, like, spiral patterns. And for me, the whole experience only lasted about 4 minutes, and then you come right out of it.
You know, I wish poetry paid better, because the descriptions you've made have been awesome. However, you'll go broke being a poet, because, you know, poets are broke.
So you tried it twice, and then you decided to swear it off. Was it too intense, or why haven't you done it again?
It costs too much. I'm not going to pay that much money for it. I mean, if I could grow it in my backyard, that'd be one thing. But literally, it's like when I started to come out of it, the only thing I could say for about a minute was, that's not right. That's just not right.
So much for the poetry there, huh?
Wow.
I mean, I've tried all sorts of stuff, everything basically but heroin and methamphetamines, never even really seen either of those. But I've never, ever, ever had anything more intense than Salvia.
That's amazing. I think you have a story. Anything else you wanted to say?
That's pretty much all I got on the brain.
Thanks for the call tonight, David.
Have
appreciate
a good
hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to give us your trip reports or whatever it is that's on your mind, this is your show if you dial in. 1-800-259-9231. Mark, you're kind of looking...
I got nothing to say. I mean, okay. It bothers me. That's all
what
I can
bothers
say.
You? Just the fact that it's illegal, or what?
Just everything to do with talking about psychedelics bothers me.
You know, I don't know if it's.
And I've probably done more than you.
It may be considered. You know, I called it a psychedelic, and it may be considered something else. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it a little more, I don't have the Salvia frequently asked questions in front of me. But if you do want to learn more about stuff like this, you should go to arrowid.org, because if you're going to get into the realm of psychedelics, you really need to be cautious. You really need to do your research, and I think that's one of the problems. Julia and I were talking about this today, and that is that one of the big problems with the black marketplace is that there's no real indication, and there's no real information that is given out with the drugs to say, okay, here's what you need to do, here's the appropriate way to take this product.
Right.
There's no safety.
An owner's manual will be really good with LSD, right?
There's no safety info or anything like that. You can find the information, thank goodness, because we have the internet today, and it's just a matter of going to arrowid.org and looking at
but
the
putting it in someone's hand would be that much more valuable.
Right, well, because
when
most
they get
kids,
the drug, I mean.
Right, most kids, they are only hearing things from their friends. Oh, you need to try this, whatever this might be. Oh, okay, sure, I'll try it. Here, take it.
I had
it,
no idea what acid
it.
Was before I took it. Never.
Really?
I didn't. I just took it.
Right, I mean, that must have been just an amazing, mind-blowing experience when you don't know what you're expecting. And not that you can really know what to expect by reading something on the internet, but you can know what you need to do to take care of yourself in a state like that. In an altered state, there are certain things that you need to know. I mean, one of the things is having some water around, having a sitter around is important as well. Somebody, if you're going into the realm of the trip, it's good to have somebody who's completely sober nearby to make sure you don't do anything stupid.
Absolutely.
To yourself. So these are some basics, right? There's more to the story. You need to know about overdose potential. You need to know about the different types of ways to take it, the amounts that you need to take. There's a lot of subtleties here, and you just don't get that information from the black market dealers. They presume you know what you're doing, and they'll sell it to you. And
they can really
it.
Care less in a lot of cases.
Well, they probably want you to come back and buy more, but yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Sorry, man. The guy who gave me LSD could have cared less.
That's
whether
true.
It killed me.
That's probably true in many cases. So what I'm recommending here is that if you're interested in stuff like this, even if it's salvia, and remember, just because salvia is legal, as David was saying, doesn't mean it's not the most intense trip he's ever experienced. It's only 4 minutes. You're going to come out of it. If you're having a bad trip, it's not a big, big deal because you're going to come out of it quickly. But it's still pretty intense from what he's explained and from what other people have experienced.
His face closed like a book.
Yeah. Well, and you can go online and you can actually watch video of people doing it, which is actually kind of amusing, watching people on salvia. But it's of course, the YouTube phenomenon is what has actually led to salvia becoming illegal in some states because it's become popular.
All you have to do is show that at the state house.
Yeah. It's become popular for people to record their trips on YouTube, and that's, you know, resulting in some negative publicity. So even if it's something that's legal, you need to do your due diligence and do your research and make sure that you're ready to do something like that. And you can go and get that information over at arrowid.org. I'm a huge fan of that website. Certainly there are other sites out there. There's some message boards, but that's kind of just where some scurvy people hang out.
Yeah, message boards are no fun to try to figure information out on.
No, you don't want to trust necessarily what somebody on a message board is posting.
Well, it's just it's not a good, concise way to store information. You're reading post to post. One person knows something, the next person doesn't.
If you're over at Arrowhead, you can find frequently asked questions with all kinds of detailed information on various different drugs, even prescription drugs. There are a lot of people out there abusing things like Xanax and Percocets and hydrocodone-based stuff. You can learn about these things if you just poke around and do a little bit of research. Don't just jump into this.
I took Xanax when I had to get my operation recently. I got a vasectomy, and after Jack done. My wife said it was the funniest thing she'd ever. She thought I was faking.
When you were on this Xanax,
We drive by on the way there or back or whatever. We'd drive by a restaurant. I go, pizza, chicken. we got the. Kentucky Fried funny. Chicken. I said, this is the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had in my life.
Wow. 800-259-9231. Hey, since we're on the topic, let's talk about what Amsterdam is up to. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those. And they include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. The lovely Julia joining us here for the remainder of the program. Of course, we were talking in the last segment about drugs, and since I know that's one of your favorite topics, I wanted to bring you in as the resident expert on such things. We were talking about Arrowhead.org and some of the what brought this up was a conversation about Salvia right. divinorum, actually.
Mark claims that he's done more psychedelics than you, but I doubt you've
that
done more psychedelics than me.
I don't think I have.
So so you are definitely...
I have, however, done acid in prison.
That's true. I wouldn't want to. One time I ate acid.
I don't recommend it.
And there was police officers everywhere. I was out in public somewhere, which I do not advise generally. But I thought for sure I was going to jail. Like, I was convinced that the police officers were there for me, and they weren't. But I dreaded tripping in jail.
Paranoia, relatively common when taking drugs.
Well, that's why you don't do drugs in public.
No. You'd think if you're in jail for 9 years, though, and you had the opportunity to take some take some drugs like LSD, that you'd be so bored. Why not?
Yeah, jail, maybe so. I wasn't in jail.
You were talking
I was in prison.
I see. But haven't some people said that jail can be worse than prison?
Most people do, I think. I mean, it's just...
You don't agree with that?
I do agree with that. Jail's boring.
I see.
You just sit in a cell in most cases, or a cell block. You don't go anywhere at all. In prison, I had a job.
So we were just talking about this in general, and of course I was giving some suggestions to people that when we discuss this topic, Mark is very nervous, you know, because we don't want it to sound like we're necessarily endorsing that young people go run out and do these things.
I am not.
However, what I do understand is that young people are going to go out and do these things, and so in the event that you are going to do such things, doing your due diligence and actually learning about what it is that you're getting yourself into is a really important thing to do. And Arrowhead.org is such a wonderful resource, I think, that people need to know about it.
Right. That's exactly how I feel on the subject. Don't do the drugs. But if you're going to do the drugs, please research the drugs first.
Well, just because sometimes I like to do this, I was reading some of the trip reports on Arrowhead, and I was specifically looking at MDMA, and I was looking at the experience reports, and pretty much all of the bad ones involved one of two things, either a black market ecstasy pill, which could have anything in it, or something ridiculous like five pills at once plus a line of meth. And stuff like that, and I just thought to myself, who would do that? I don't know. I didn't do stuff like that.
Druggies, relatively bad idea.
Yeah, I feel like that if people had better access to information like that, then they wouldn't do stupid stuff like that.
Exactly. And a great site like Arrowhead.org does allow you to go in, not only learn the facts about the drugs, but also, as you were saying, to read the experiences people had. And the experiences range from glowing to absolutely terrible. So the variety of different factors, and of course one of the main factors is set and setting, first of all, your mindset is an important factor, but also where you're doing these things. Like you said, Julia, you were out in public, cops rolled up on the scene for whatever reason, you thought it was because of you, but it turns out that wasn't the case, so having a comfortable place to be in is a really important factor. 1-800-259-9231, that is the number here, so you're welcome to bring up whatever you want. And so Arrowhead.org, great website, highly recommended. Check it out when you get a chance. By the way, Mark, you always take the position that kids shouldn't do drugs. And, you know, I would agree that generally kids should not do drugs. But I think that people do drugs, and I think that there's not anything wrong inherently with altering one's state of consciousness. I don't believe that to be the case at all. And I think that human beings have a natural desire to want to alter one's state of consciousness, whether it's with alcohol, which is sort of the accepted way to alter, or whether it's with some of the illegal ways. I think that due diligence is the important factor here.
I think lumping things together like drugs is it's dangerous.
Right. Drugs are all different.
And misinformed. That each drug should be taken case by case, individually, and looked at as to whether or not you're going to take it for recreational purposes. And you know, you need to look at them. And I agree that Erowid.org, and how do you spell it again?
Erowid.
I wish they had a better site than that weird-ass
name. Yeah, like Drug Info or something.
They should be researched. If you're going to do it, research it. Obviously, I think that marijuana's probably safer if you take out the illegal aspect than alcohol or something like that. Surely people don't think that that they can convince their kids not to take alcohol. Come on. I mean, 9 out of 10 people probably in the United States drink alcohol, if not more.
Absolutely.
So I think that it should be case by case. If I could give one piece of advice that anyone would listen to, never, ever, ever do inhalants. When you look at gas or metallic paint, gasoline, metallic paint, kerosene, the things that people will huff, these will just addle your brain, and likely you'll never recover from it entirely.
Well, and that's one of the side effects.
Inhalants.
That's one of those black market. Not real drugs, like the drugs that kids do when they can't get their hands on other drugs that would probably not be done if it were not for the war on drugs.
Like a stainless steel cleaner, people.
Right, because marijuana
toads.
Marijuana is illegal, that drives young people to go and huff gasoline.
I can remember being told all kinds of ridiculous things that could make you hallucinate or trip. For example, when I was very young, like 14, mm-hmm. for example, somebody somewhere told us that we could, if you took the insides of bananas and scraped them and, like, did something with them and baked it off, that would make you hallucinate. And so we spent all day eating these bananas. Yeah. And it didn't do anything.
That sounds like something you just tell some kids to come go waste some time, like snipe hunting. Anybody ever gone on a snipe hunt?
Well, I haven't, no, but I've heard of it, and I think it's very funny.
Do we need to explain what a snipe hunt is? We probably should.
Snipes are
international. But the idea is, like, if you're out at a summer camp or something like that, and you're kind of like the senior campers versus the new guys that are just coming out for the first time, you tell them about the snipe hunting, and you're, of course, supposed to do it at nighttime. What do you have to have, like a paper bag and a stick or something like that? And I'm sure it varies based on region.
I'm absolutely sure it varies.
But the idea is that you essentially go out at night, and you're not supposed to have a flashlight or something like that. You're supposed to do it by the light of the moon. So the old school campers lead the new guys out and just leave them in the middle of the forest.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, Big Bill is going to ask, what's a snipe look like? And then the descriptions vary, and you're supposed to get
it's like a little
creative,
bird or something like that.
Right, something like that. Obviously, you're supposed to be catching it with a paper bag. You better be.
Right. It doesn't fly. I think it, like, hops around.
Some silly thing.
You can make it up.
And it's the same kind of. One of the things in prison they would do, they would send people to get pool passes from the colonel's office. Like, there's a pool in prison. If there was a pool, I don't want to go in it. Yuck. And they'd send them for cans of steam or a board straightener or a pipe straightener and, you know, all kinds of silly stuff.
Toll-free.
Sure, people did it in the Army, too.
800-259-9231. There was news recently that Amsterdam was banning the Netherlands was banning the sale of psychedelic mushrooms, but that is not where they've stopped. They're now apparently going after the marijuana coffee houses. We'll bring you the latest here on that story and talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Check out Bureaucrash's PodCrash, where host Zach Fix provides an interesting, principled look at the issues. Listen as they discuss activism, market alternatives to government services, and cultural issues with liberty-minded thinkers, musicians, entrepreneurs, and activists. Part entertaining, part informative, always pro-freedom, bureaucrash.com.
All right, so we go to the story from the Associated Press. Looks like Amsterdam is going a little further than just recently. They decided to ban psychedelic mushrooms. Apparently, those were legal to sell in Amsterdam until recently, and now they're going further by unveiling plans to close brothels, sex shops, and marijuana cafes.
Sex shops? Like sex toy stores? Or
presumably.
Because it says brothels sex shops.
Presumably, yes. So, as well as marijuana cafes in its ancient city center as part of a major effort to drive organized crime out of the tourist haven. City is targeting businesses that generate criminality, including gambling parlors and the so-called coffee shops where marijuana is sold openly. Also targeted.
No reason to go to Amsterdam then anymore.
Apparently not. Apparently they're not shutting them all down, however. Also targeted are peep shows, massage parlors, and souvenir shops used by drug dealers for money laundering. Now, you know, they make it sound like that there's all this black market activity
going
on. Right,
you think that these gangsters around the corner hurting people and stuff like that, but then they mention money laundering. Well, couldn't you money launder in any business? Couldn't you open a pizza shop and money launder?
You could, yeah. As any cash business, it's
I mean, obviously, I can see why the criminal element might be drawn to these particular things. And I one of the concerns that I have about brothels, you know, open in sort of one place and not open in, you know, geographically specific places is that people will import women from other places in order to populate these brothels. And that bothers me.
But you're talking about people that that essentially abduct women.
Right.
Basically.
Kidnappers.
Yeah. They do that over in the Ukraine, for instance. They'll kidnap people, and they do it actually all over Europe.
Yes. It has the unsavory title of white slavery. I don't particularly like that title, but
right, it's slavery. They kidnap young ladies, they threaten their families, and then they take them to places like Amsterdam, and also I think the UK as well, and they force them to ply their wares, essentially.
Well, it's not their wares. They push them into the business.
So. The story here is that they're going to be shutting these places down. Lovik Ascher, a city council member and one of the main proponents of the plan, says, I think that the new reality will be more in line with our image as a tolerant and crazy place rather than a free zone for criminals. The news comes just one day after Amsterdam's mayor said he'd search for loopholes.
How is the place tolerant and crazy if they're taking away? I mean, essentially, then it's just like another city.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he, you know, what he means. Apparently, they're shutting down about 20% of the coffee shops.
Well, who decides who,
yeah,
which coffee shop? I mean, like, which ones are getting shut down?
They're saying that they're going after the ones in the ancient city center. So maybe it's like a downtown revitalization.
District.
Yeah,
cleaning
like
things
district.
Up a little bit there.
Yeah, exactly. So apparently there are new rules that are they're looking for loopholes and new rules laid down by the national government that would close marijuana cafes near schools citywide. The measures announced Saturday would affect about 36 coffee shops in the center itself, a little less than 20% of the city's total. Ascher underlined the city center will remain true to its freewheeling reputation. He says it'll be a place with 200 windows for prostitutes and 30 coffee shops, which you can't find anywhere else in the world. Very exciting, but also with cultural attractions, and you won't have to be embarrassed to say you came. Under the plan announced Saturday, Amsterdam will spend 30 million euros to 30 to 40 million euros to bring hotels, restaurants, art galleries, and boutiques to the center. We'll also build new underground parking areas. So, yes, this is an essentially a central planning downtown revitalization project on the behalf of the bureaucrats.
Yeah.
So if you have a business type that they disagree with, sex shops, coffee shops, apparently brothels being all shut down in a certain radius. So they're not completely clamping down on the entire industry, but a significant
portion. The sad part of this is that there are people that make their living doing this in wherever they are. Now, I'm not talking about the prostitutes who can just hop shops and go to some other place if they're any good. I mean, it would obviously call out the low end. But what about the people that own these marijuana or coffee shops?
Too bad.
Yep, see ya.
Amsterdam already had plans to close many brothels and some coffee shops, but plans announced Saturday go further. Ascher said the city would reshape the area using zoning rules, buying out businesses, and offering assistance to upgrade stores. The city has shut brothels and sex clubs in the past by relying on a law allowing the closure of businesses with bookkeeping irregularities. So apparently the Amsterdam government gets to come in, check your books, and if you've made a mistake, they can shut your business down. Prostitution will be allowed in only two areas in the district, notably De Wallen, a web of streets and alleys around the city's medieval retaining dam walls. The area has been a center of prostitution since before the city's golden shipping age in the 1600s. It was legalized in the Netherlands in 2000, formalizing a long-standing tolerance policy. Marijuana is technically illegal in the Netherlands, but prosecutors won't press charges for possession of small amounts. Coffee shops are able to sell it openly. So. Party's not completely over in Amsterdam, but from the ancient portion of the city, it's all but complete.
Hmm.
Not good news. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you want to go into an email here?
Yeah, I've got one sitting here. This is kind of an interesting question. I don't think we've ever been asked this before. This is from Smork. What do you think about science in general? I've gotten the impression that the view of the hosts, besides Nick, have a distrust of people who pursue a career in science. In Ian's case, I see that this is a distrust of those who he regards as authorities without any distinction between those who demand acceptance of their authority on a subject and those who have simply become known as authorities on a subject because of their continued research and focus on the topic. In your case, Mark, I have no clue because I believe my objectivity has been unwittingly tainted by a selection-based reinforcing of my positive perception of your opinion.
He likes what you have to say.
Apparently. Okay. Science is not a body of work. Of course, he asks the question and then proceeds to defend science. It's interesting. Science is not a body.
I don't know what
of,
it was I've said that's anti-science.
Well, I think...
I like science. Science is cool, man. Technology, I'm all into that.
I like science, and I like looking at things from sort of the scientific viewpoint. But when you start getting... You know, when you get to the point where you accept what scientists say, you know... I've never talked to a scientist and never read a scientific paper. The only thing I get is, you know, maybe I've read a few articles out of Scientific American, but besides that, you're talking about, I get it from the news media, where they say, scientists say global warming is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think...
Well, some scientists say differently.
Right. I think one should take that information with a grain of salt. I think that scientists, like all people, can be tainted from their viewpoint that...
Sometimes they're tainted because they're getting money from the government to research things the government wants them to find out about.
I question vaccines. The skeptics out there. I am a libertarian. I am not a skeptic. I know that Penn and Teller are, and there are many skeptics in the libertarian realm.
Well, sounds
like
you're skeptical of vaccines.
I'm skeptical of skeptics. I'm skeptical of scientists, too.
I think it's healthy to be skeptical.
Right. And I know that, you know, vaccines hurt people because the sickest I've ever been is from taking a vaccine.
Mm.
So I have a and I know people out there will say this is causation and correlation. I did ask on the message board how many times I would have to take the vaccine and get sick myself to know that the
Before
vaccine
was causation.
Makes me sick. Right. And they said 37 or 34. No thanks. No thanks. Two times was enough for me. So, you know, Jack is not vaccinated, and I've read a lot on it. You know, it's difficult to know. There's so much science out there, and so many people that say this is science and that is science. It's difficult for a person who's a layperson in a particular area to know better. So do I take the authorities' word on things? No. Do I like science? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of the wonderful things that we enjoy in this technological world are based in science, right? Mathematics and things like that, physics, all very important and all very critical to our reality. So, but yeah, just accepting someone's word because they're wearing a lab coat, no, why would anybody do something like that? You have to be questioning towards science and just question everything. So I don't really understand what it was that brought this question out in the first place. More on the way. You could take control. Bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, just enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by becoming an amplifier. For $3 a month, we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as we possibly can, and spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world. You get access to perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So you can still bring up what you want in these remaining moments. You know, I was thinking about the Amsterdam story. I wanted to jump back to that real quick. The Associated Press reporting that in Amsterdam, at least in the city, the portion of the city that is considered the ancient city center, they're going to be shutting down the marijuana coffee shops that are so popular in Amsterdam, also closing down some brothels, sex shops, and other things. And they're talking about that the reason is because there's organized crime hanging around. And, Mark, you pointed out that organized crime definitely exists in the realm of prostitution in Amsterdam. Even though it's legal to be a prostitute, organized crime still exists in that they are bringing prostitutes into Amsterdam and by force. They're essentially kidnapping them from their home countries, bringing them to Amsterdam and forcing them to work. And one of the reasons why that's happening is because, well, Amsterdam's really the only place where it's legal. So there's kind of an excessive level of demand for services, and so the people that are getting into the business of providing those services, for whatever reason, are the organized crime element. And it's tragic. And one of the things that would solve the problem would be to have more legal prostitution in other places.
Because
well, right currently, what you have a situation where people are going to Amsterdam in order to use prostitutes.
Yes.
And you have so therefore they essentially need to bring people into Amsterdam in order to service those people that are coming into Amsterdam to get the services, because somebody, you know, the rest of the geographic areas around won't allow just individuals to, you know, change money for services there. So you've got this strange situation going.
And I wish I knew more about the situation, too, as far as what some of the subtleties might be of the legalities of prostitution there, like why it is that this is going on so much beyond the point that you've made about the concentration factor of the prostitutes. Are there other reasons that organized crime is involved that we're just not really familiar with because we're not close to the situation?
Well, they're claiming that these businesses are shady, so therefore the organized crime is using them for laundering purposes. And you'll often hear things said like that about strip clubs and stuff like that. But really, I think what it is you've heard these bureaucrats. They just don't like them being in the downtown region where they've been since before the 1600s.
Yeah, maybe it's just convenient for them to say, there's organized crime around these parts. Maybe they're not really.
You don't know. I mean, you do hear about these things, but generally, when it comes to making things legal, is the good businessmen will drive out the bad.
Yes.
And it's the cops' job to stop violence, right?
Supposedly.
Supposedly, that's what they're doing. And, you know, if the cops aren't stopping violence, then there's a real problem there. But, you know, in Las Vegas, sorry, you cannot say organized crime is running Las Vegas. It's just not.
Well, the government's running Las Vegas, and that is organized crime. But all that aside, one of the other things I wanted to point out about this was that drugs are not legal in Amsterdam. It is sort of tolerated for people to sell marijuana in some of these coffee shops, but it's still not legal to sell, it's now not legal to sell psychedelic mushrooms or anything else, ecstasy, LSD, whatever else might be on the market over there, all of that stuff, heroin, all illegal. And so as long as there is a black market in products and services, there will be organized crime around to deliver those products and services to the wanting buyers. And so as long as they are occupying the drug trade, then it makes sense for them to occupy other trades, like they mentioned gambling in the story, and they're, of course, talking about prostitution as well. So the fact that some prohibition still exists means that the organized criminals will still exist as well. So it should be no surprise to anybody that this kind of behavior is still going on. After all, there are still some prohibited products and services. And as long as that happens...
A lot of prohibited products and services, not just some. Most of them are still prohibited.
So that's why the gangsters are getting involved.
And technically, marijuana is still prohibited.
Right, you can't sell marijuana on the streets. I mean, it happens, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yes, it does.
But it is illegal. It's illegal for the coffee shops to sell it. But they do it, and they get away with it because probably just too many people would get busted. They don't have the court time. They don't. Who knows what their reasoning is?
They probably know that it brings a lot of money into their country.
It definitely does that. That much is for sure.
I can't think of another reason I'd ever go to Amsterdam.
I don't know why they don't make the marijuana legal and then tax it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Have it illegal. It probably is taxed anyway.
Maybe it is. I'm not sure how it all works over there.
My understanding is the federal government essentially has made marijuana illegal by not giving out tax stamps here in the United States. I don't know.
You might be right about that. I understand there is a Marijuana Tax Act.
Right. That's how they made it illegal, I believe, but they didn't give out any stamps was the catch.
Right. Or I believe it was also that the tax was just so high, it would make it just impossible to sell. Like, you'd have to pay, like, $120 a gram.
Yeah, this is from back... The Tax Stamp Act or whatever was from back when the government, pretended to still follow the Constitution a little bit.
Right. So, 800-259-9231, just some extra comments there on why the organized crime element, if it still exists in Amazon, is still... Or, the not Amazon, Amsterdam, is still there. It's there because of prohibition. Plain and simple. So with that in mind, Mark, let's continue with some emails. Do you have that other one up?
I'm ready to go.
Do you have that available? Go ahead.
Okay. This is from Ron here. It says, I was curious what you or the show's attitude was towards the poor. Would you let the homeless simply sleep in the street because helping them might be considered socialist or the like?
What?
I've never heard the show address this topic. He's never heard the show.
Has not listened very long.
And in general, I guess I'm not sure about the free market you guys talk about. I'm not looking for a fight here, just instruction. Part of me is very concerned that having no kind of regulation will just allow a bunch of unelected sharks to prey more effectively on those with lesser means. I'm not sure the marketplace can act quickly enough to stop abuses. Yes, I understand well that the government does this too, but when what would be the real difference between the two forms of stewardship? Now, this is really two separate questions.
Julia, do you want to handle this question about the socialism, giving out money to the poor? How you feel about that?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
Well, I feel a couple things about it. First of all, I don't generally give money to any sort of organizations, but that's just because the government already takes a very large chunk of my money. And so if I was able to keep more of my money, I absolutely would donate to organizations that helped homeless people. I don't dislike homeless people.
There's nothing socialist about that.
No, I don't really... I mean, maybe the problem is now that most charities are connected to the government in some fashion. So I guess maybe he's suggesting that donating to those sorts of organizations is...
I don't know. It sounded to me like he was just suggesting that helping the homeless was somehow socialist. And no, I mean, maybe they own that issue or something, but no, that's not the case.
I like helping people.
Right. Well, I like helping people on a voluntary basis, and that's what the difference is here. I mean, there's... When you give to an organization because you are interested and because you care, that's different from socialism, which is where everyone is taxed and then the government takes that tax money and decides who gets it arbitrarily.
Which a large amount goes to themselves instead of actually helping the poor. So you've pointed this out before, that something like 70% goes to pay the bureaucrats. So we would technically you would only need to raise 30% of that, essentially what's raised now. Plus, there would probably be a lot less homeless people if there wasn't so much government assistance out there, because I'm sure there are plenty of homeless people that just like doing nothing. They just don't want to take responsibility for themselves.
I don't know what the number is, but it would certainly weed out just the lazy ones.
Yeah.
Do you remember the guy that used to call the show Homeless John?
Yeah.
He said, I just don't work because I don't want to. Yeah. Remember, he had some weird Louisiana accent.
Yeah, he was hanging out at the library.
And he just hung out at the library all day. He was completely able to work, said he could work, just didn't want to work, doesn't mind essentially urban camping. There's lots of people that go out and sleep in tents for fun in the woods. They're called campers.
Yep.
Well, if you do it for all the time, you're homeless. I mean, you know, so yeah, they can get a certain, there is a certain number, and I don't know whether it's a majority or a minority or whatever, but if you got rid of, it looks the sort of mandated entitlement kind of assistance for these people, you'd weed out a great deal of them that are essentially being lazy. Now, I don't know how many of them are. I wouldn't propose to say that. And the ones that do need help would likely get it from, first off, mutual aid societies. I know it sounds awful, but when you start talking about poor houses, these were systems that worked. They were
getting people on their feet.
Poor people that got together, and you know, likely they'd be given a house donated by somebody who cared, and they would live together, and they would work with each other to get themselves out of the poorhouse.
So the answer is that liberty-minded people, in many cases, are very, very charitable. It's just that we wish to engage in real charity, where we get to decide for ourselves which organizations deserve our money, as opposed to having some government bureaucrat steal it from us and then make the decisions for us, which we might not agree with. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We all know.